Hey folks, it's Brian. Wanted to remind you before we start today's episode that we do have a Patreon at patreon.com/latentnight. We post video episodes every week. This is a really good week to watch the video because it's me and Rachel and we're holding stuff up. We read it too. Yeah, sure, we're professionals, but you also want to see it. So go to patreon.com/latentnight to sign up over there and get the video episode for this and every week. If you sign up at the 2 or 3 peach tier, every week you get an episode with me and or Layton, usually both of us, doing various fun things, playing video games or just talking. It's a lot of fun and it helps support the show. Patreon.com/latentnight. Enjoy this episode.
Now, Brian, as recently discussed,
by whom?
Us on a mini, okay. I believe.
Great.
Me attempting to muster energy that I don't have is frightening and off-putting for everyone.
Oh,
and unpleasant for me.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
So in another world, I would be going into this with true game show host Riz, if you will. But we don't live in that world. That's not what this is. So
okay.
Here we are. I don't think we're getting into the gimmick straight away, but I just
do
needed
I have to do you want me to introduce the show?
Because
you can't handle it?
I'm saying, welcome to Late Night with Brian Wecht. I'm Leighton Gray, unenthused as usual. And over here, we have our two very special guests / contestants. One of you introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'll go first. You just hold your horses for a second there. My name is Brian Wecht. I am the co-host of this show, and everything we're doing today was my idea. Next.
Hi, I'm Rachel Wecht, beloved guest to the show.
Guest and wife.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. And guest wife.
For now.
Yeah. Yes.
For now.
Wife, mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what is it? Wife's, what's the big love thing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
It's like
sister
wife. Sister wife.
Sister wife.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, saying that in context makes it sound so much worse.
All right.
Anyway.
Well,
we're not related. So.
Well, we're related now by law.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And I constantly threaten to take that away.
As you should, both of you. How's your Sunday going? This day of the sun on which we're recording.
Well, we were talking about this before we started recording, but we had a very exciting event happen yesterday, video game wise.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We got the Princess Peach Showtime game. And so Audrey and I have been playing it. She's been playing it, and
Please
I've been
stay
watching.
On your own side of the recording.
I will. It's very cute. We have lots of thoughts, and it's a really cute game. So we spent a lot of time doing that yesterday. And
the gas, so I was in the other room.
Oh, yeah.
When you opened up the Switch menu and showed her that we had purchased and downloaded it.
The squeals.
And the gasps and the squeals, like, because she's, you know, we've known this game is coming out for a while.
Yep.
And she is so excited. As I said to you yesterday, I do feel like Princess Peach has had too much attention as a protagonist. So I'm kind of hoping they go back to Mario, who is chronically underserved by Nintendo.
Right. No, and I do think that maybe one of the flaws of the game is that there isn't just a bubble with Mario in it telling her how she's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Like everything. Like, really? You want? Okay. I wouldn't have done that.
I guess if that's what you want to do.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what mods are for.
Someone will create that.
Yeah. It's a very cute game. I've only watched it for a little bit because I was out here editing this podcast. It's Audrey's delighted, which is awesome. She's been talking about this forever. She already picked out her Halloween costume for this year within the first 2 hours, right?
Yep, yep.
Adorable.
Because there's a lot of options. You have a lot of options because it's nice to see Princess Peach in just different outfits. It's kind of cool.
And it takes place in a theater mostly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It kind of has Luigi Haunted Mansion / Yoshi's Crafted World type like style to it. So like, you know, things will turn around and it'll look like a set piece. Like it'll have the back like of a flat and that sort of stuff. So it's cute. So then you are definitely on stage and you are in a theater and that's, I like that. They're so good at those little touches.
They're so cute.
It's so cute.
That's great.
That's the latest. What about your Sunday, Leighton? Enough about me. What about you? What's happening in the life of a single? Oh my gosh,
there's
here
a
she
knock.
Is. Excuse us.
One moment.
Do you want to deal with this, or do you want me to?
I got it.
Oh yes.
What's wrong? Something's
happening
in the basement.
Something's in the basement. Oh, okay. Well, honey, come on.
I know.
That was...
a
game update. Game update. Something's happening.
Was she talking about the person that you
I
guys were trapped
didn't
in your basement?
Tell you. I just want to tell mommy. I don't want to tell you.
No. Yes. Well, we told her, don't go into the basement. I do my experiments down there, and she can't for legal reasons get involved with that until she's 12.
Indeed. Yeah. So right. Yeah. Anyway,
great.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Brian, continue asking me the question.
What for the life of a single 26-year-old woman in the great city of Los Angeles? What's your Sunday like, Leighton? What really walk us through your hedonistic, exciting lifestyle?
You woke up, you grabbed your Stanley cup, and then what happened? Like, tell me, like, walk us through.
Yeah, put on your athleisure.
I woke up and I got coffee, and then I came home and I got into bed, and now I'm not in bed anymore. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's been my high octane, very exciting Sunday.
Wow.
As I reread, you know, I reread a lot of books. I wanted something that was kind of comforting for an overcast day such as this, and thought, you know, what's more heartwarming than diving back into We Need to Talk About Kevin?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, really relaxing, restful material. So.
That was a book?
Yeah. And the book is way better than
movie.
The movie is.
Yeah, well, they usually are, but I didn't know it was a book. Okay, I learned something. That sounds really nice, though, actually.
Yeah, it was originally called We Need to Write About Kevin, and then she changed it because she felt that was less approachable. Not a good joke, but as indicated by the total lack of reaction, other than begrudging acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But
you'll be getting a lot of that today.
Oh, I'm sure. Because, okay, so here we have something. We're doing something today. We've been talking about it for a while. I really wanted to do this. They did it, as with many of our good bits, I'm ripping it off from the great Double Threat podcast. The Newlywed Game is a really fun format that will be largely alien, I think, to our audience. But I'm going to say for this one, this is a good one to watch the video for, because there's going to be capital R reveals happening here.
Yes. Like, so, how bad of a speller I am.
So this was a classic game show format in the 60s, maybe going through the 80s or 90s, I don't know, where basically they got newlywed couples on and they would ask they'd ask them questions. They both have to write down their answers, then they would hold up their answers to see if they matched.
Yeah,
you know,
and then you got points, and then you'd win things like vacations or honeymoons, or
and the
you
questions...
would win a second honeymoon.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, the questions would always be like, you know, where did the two of you first fall in love, or stuff like that. Also, for me, the Newlywed Game is notable for its not invention, but use of the phrase "making whoopee" for sex, which is maybe the worst phrase in the English language. It's so creepy.
It's so creepy. It's much worse.
Yeah.
It's also watching them gleefully talk about their sex lives to a studio audience really is harrowing to witness. Like, aww. I was just watching an episode from the 90s, and the opening question is, which one of you is more likely down for a quickie? And
just
once
awful.
It was the guys, and they answered, and then like the first lady who comes back on to talk about it is like, see, I more prefer sessions. I like a session.
A session.
That's very funny. But look, the kind of thing we're doing today, though, is not about our relationship necessarily. It's just that is the format that I thought would be fun for the two of us to do together, because you're very funny. I'm very funny.
Mm.
And
like with a capital V there.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. And I thought it would be a good opportunity for the two of us to get to know each other a little better. We've been married for over 17 years, right? Is it 18? No, 2007. Right. It'll be 17 this year.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, wow. Over 16 years. Closing in on the big 4-0. So we're, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to know each other better. Do you see how that joke didn't land at all? You can expect a lot more of that today on Late Night.
Okay.
With Brian Wecht.
All right, great.
I don't understand people who are like, I don't like bombing. What's better than bombing? I love bombing. Trying to make a joke and then watching people fully not react to it is one of life's great pleasures, if you ask me. You know I love it.
Yeah, well, okay. Just
yeah.
All right.
So I think we shouldn't delay any further unless any of you have any topics like anything in the news you'd like to talk about or opine on.
Not really. No.
Well, you did just say you love bombing.
Yeah, that's true. So, Rachel, who did you vote for in the GOP primary?
I wrote in none of the above.
I voted for Megatron.
He's running again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's because it's not two consecutive terms.
Right.
All right, so no, I'm going to start.
As usual, I'm sorry to interrupt you, of course, Layton. I'll defer all my commentary about the status of right-wing politics to our resident expert and right-wing fan, Jory Griffiths, who can answer anything we need to about the Republican Party.
Well, I'm glad that you said Jory and not me, because I was preparing for it.
I would never impugn you publicly, Layton. There's such a different energy in the room right now, because I can tell you're preparing for something.
For anything. I'm just watching.
Well, you should be
watching whatever this is over here happen. And you can't stop. Also, my eyes are itchy, so I'm a little distracted.
If I seem distracted, it's because I have two of the my favorite women in my life I have here in the room today. And of course, I do prioritize women's voices. And so I feel that I need to, I'm listening extra hard. Aww. And supporting extra hard.
Aww.
Today.
That's sweet, honey.
Yeah,
it really
is. I'm a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, let's just get into it. I'm going to start with a question that I think we can do. You'll both answer at the same time.
Okay, so we're going to write down our answers, right?
Yes.
And we should read them, because some people will listen audio only. We should also read them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
All right.
Okay.
First question for the Newlywed Game.
Yeah.
Do you two have a song, and what is it?
The temptation to do a bit here is so strong, and I'm trying to determine if I should give into it, and I probably will.
Okay. I'm maybe going to ease into bits. Okay. I think I'm going to start honest.
Yeah, that's honestly what
then,
I decided to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, ease into the bits.
Okay. Okay. I have my answer. All right, should we...
All right, great.
Do you want one of us... How do you want to do it?
You two have more experience with this format than I do.
But you're the host.
Yeah, well, okay. How about we show Brian's first to put him on the spot.
Okay. I said yes, and the song is They All Asked for You by The Meters, which was our first dance at our wedding.
I said They All Asked for You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really cute song.
Oh my God, it's the best.
And we actually, it's really cute. And we used it on the programs and everything. And, yeah, so it was like,
why is that the song?
Okay, so it's this really cute Zydeco song with kind of
ish, yeah,
yeah,
it's,
like
it's adjacent,
like
yeah,
a Nolans type song. And the lyrics are, one of the lyrics says, I went on down to the Audubon Zoo and they all asked for you. The monkeys asked, the rhinos asked, or something like that.
The chickens? I don't even remember.
They all asked for you. I went, and then
it's just pure fun.
It's so cute. And it's really, and then the refrain is, they all asked for you. Everybody, they all asked for you. Everybody there, wanna know where, they all asked for you. And it's just this really cute song. And it, And all the lyrics are silly like that. I went on down to the deep blue sea and they all asked for you. It was like kind of jazzy. And
yeah, the Meters are a great New Orleans based kind of like funk band. They have a bunch of great hits, Sissy Strut, Tiptoe, stuff like that. Just a great band in general. And this was just a song we both loved.
Yep.
And we decided we did not like take dance lessons or rehearse our first dance at all. We just like turned it on and went for it. Now, look, am I a good dancer?
No.
Right. So we just kind of did whatever. And, you know, I don't dance and I don't dance publicly, but it's our wedding and you kind of have to.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
And I remember, too, like with this song, too, as well. We don't have like a quote unquote song. It wasn't something like.
That's right.
We were at a bar. And when we realized that we really liked each other, this song was playing on the radio or whatever. We didn't have that. And so when we actually were sitting down and talking about the wedding, we were like, oh yeah, we need like a song to dance to. What should we pick?
My initial vote, and the thing I was about to write down, no, it was not on my actual. If I was doing the bit version of this, I would have said the entirety of Trout Mask Replica by Captain Beefheart, but a joke that doesn't land with you at all because you don't know what
I don't know what that. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
A notoriously difficult album from the 60s, which is widely regarded as a masterpiece, but is basically unlistenable.
Okay,
it also has a few unpleasant references in various songs.
Oh, I have no doubt.
That's my bit answer.
But yeah, so we just kind of sat and Brian, I think you pitched this. You said, "Oh,
we had a big pitch sesh for our wedding."
Well,
so
we
just got
did.
Some of our writer, our writer friends.
We kind of did though, really.
Stuff against
like,
the wall.
Yeah. We kind of did. Like, and he said, "I have something that's real. I think you'll like." And he played this song, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that song is so cute." Yes,
but you had heard that song before, right?
From you.
Yeah.
Like just in general, like I think we'd listened to it.
Right.
Randomly.
I have mandatory what I call good taste sessions with Rachel from 7 to 10 every Sunday, where I expose her to media that she otherwise wouldn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So far, it's taking pretty well, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yep.
Her taste has definitely improved since we've been married.
Yes.
Based on the fact that you're still married, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Great. All right. That was a successful first question.
I can't believe starting strong.
If you hadn't said that, what else would you have said?
I honestly put the first thing I put down was no, because I was like, we don't really
that
have
is the
a song.
More accurate answer. True.
And then I was like, wait, no, I guess technically this would count. And then I switched it to they all asked for
that,
you.
That is honestly 100% my reaction. Yeah. I was like, no, we don't have. If someone said, what's your song? My reaction is we don't have one.
We don't have one. But I guess we do because we just publicly said it. And now it's in the record.
That's
right. This goes into the Library of Congress, doesn't it?
Yes.
All these
I sneak these episodes in every night after we after we record. There's a big
whatever
pile.
The reverse of stealing the Declaration of Independence
is. Oh my gosh, Leighton, I was just thinking that.
National
it's like
pleasure.
Okay, National Pleasure is very, very good.
You know that's already out there.
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be out there. If not, like, get on that, people.
And Nick Cage is also in that one.
He is, and he didn't know that it was an adult film.
I believe in National Pleasure, they're trying to steal the penetration of independence. No, not as it's not,
not
as funny.
Really, no.
But
it's okay.
Yeah, I was trying to do like the dill declaration.
Mm.
Yeah, see,
that has 12 sides.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's horrifying. All right.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, next.
So far, so
great.
Good.
Here's a fun, easy one that you'll answer for each other, and I think we'll just do it one at a time. So,
okay.
What crime is your spouse most likely to be arrested and tried for? Are you most likely to be arrested and tried for? Okay, great.
Right.
So, Rachel, in your answer for yourself, what are you most likely to be arrested and tried for?
Murder.
Great.
Straight up murder. Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
Straight up murder.
I wrote straight up murder.
Yeah.
Ah!
That's incredible.
That's the legal classification. Straight up murder.
Straight up murder.
That's amazing that you said
That's
that.
That's incredible, actually.
Yes.
More right. successful right, than I could have possibly imagined. Brian, what would you be arrested and tried for?
I wrote straight up murder. For me, I wrote my crime would be being too funny / talented / smart.
I thought you were going to say, like sick raps or something, but I didn't. Hmm. I went honest again. I didn't do jokes, but I wrote vehicular manslaughter.
Ooh, good one. Yeah.
He wouldn't.
I don't know why just the phrase vehicular manslaughter.
He wouldn't mean to kill someone, but you drive like a maniac.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
You drive like a maniac.
I definitely do not. I drive like I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, like a maniac.
I'm a very safe driver.
Anyway, so.
Straight up murder.
Great.
Straight up. Yeah.
That was awesome.
But I've told Brian many, many times, and I think I've even told you this, Leighton. I said, we should have a special savings account for me. Because if anything ever happened to my child, straight up murder.
That's exactly the context that I envision that happening is someone does something to Audrey, and even if it's just like they bump into her at the store, Rachel's like, this motherfucker's going down. Now.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And they'd never see it coming. No. Okay.
What is true love but a secreted away legal fund?
I knew this would be a good idea. This episode is a good idea.
All right. We're on a roll. Next.
Okay, cool. So this will be another you write down your answer for yourself and also for your spouse. So what's your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve.
Wait. In general or about the other person?
Oh.
In general.
In general.
Ooh.
Oh, so what is Rachel's biggest pet peeve and what is my biggest pet peeve?
Mm, yes.
Okay.
You'll never get this. And then your biggest pet peeve?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a hint. You're doing it right now.
I am?
Do you want to fill any of this time during these long silences, Leighton, by talking or something?
I feel like we can just edit them out, right?
Well, except we do. Yeah, you know what?
I never said that I was, you know, cut out to be a game show host. I, in fact, started this episode telling you my deficiencies in the area.
Yeah. So maybe I should. Yeah, I'm going to hide the bottom. Yeah, Leighton, what are we doing here?
Okay.
Rachel, what is your biggest pet peeve?
All right. sorry, I had to change Brian's again. All right.
That's troubling.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I hit the mic. Okay. All right. My biggest pet peeve, and it really is, it bothers me, is when there is clearly no liquid in cups in TV shows and movies and people drink it anyway, and there's clearly nothing in it and they don't give the cup any weight and they're just like walking down the street, just wildly gesturing with their cup that clearly doesn't have coffee in it. Drives me bonkers.
That's a good one.
It's not even like weighted correctly. Like,
no, there's no space work involved, as it drives me bonkers. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it clearly not like. Okay.
I said Rachel's pet peeve was people being messy.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand. I understand your answer.
Yeah. No, that's a good one too.
Yeah, but it's not right. Okay. Yeah.
So for Brian.
Yeah, Brian, what's your biggest pet peeve?
I said not being listened to. Like when people don't listen to me.
Oh.
Specifically when people don't listen to my podcast.
Okay, I put people not keeping their word.
I would say that's the same thing.
Yeah, when they say that they don't, they're going to do something and then they don't do it. That bothers you.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean.
Like start a recording at 2 p.m.
Bitch.
Listen.
No gendered insults, please, Leighton.
I needed to put food in my mouth.
I understand.
She had to get up and like walk 4 feet.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think we
essentially... it's at least 10.
At least 10. That's true. You do have to go around a couch. All right.
What I thought you said at first was, hey, it's a leap year. And I was like, whoa, that's a good excuse.
That's actually very...
Real life
that's a
is
very
for next
excuse.
Year.
Excuse for everything.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Well, do you know what that's from, Rachel? Real life is for next year?
No. Is that from Real World or something?
No, that's a 30 Rock quote, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. It is from the Leap Day Williams episode.
Oh my gosh, yes. Just.
All right. What was the best present you've given each other? And you're not allowed to say your child. So this will be like a answering for best present Rachel has given Brian and vice versa.
Okay, great. Okay. Yep. So what's I want to say what the best present I've received is, and then I want to say, no, it's different. It's what would you say the best present I've given you
yes.
is, right? Yeah. Okay,
mm-hmm.
great.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Layton, what are we doing here?
Brian, what's the best gift that Rachel's ever given you?
That's given me, that Rachel's ever given me? I said, occasional respect.
I wrote the jazz man, your little jazz man.
Oh, she gave me a little jazz man figure. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good present.
But, yeah. Okay, great.
I like that one too. Okay.
Rachel.
Okay. For me.
What was the best present? Brian's giving
the
you.
Best present. Okay, he's first. I just want to say he's given me a lot of wonderful things over the years.
I'm amazing at presents.
The thing that first popped into my head is this felted cactus. He gave me this little felted cactus that has like a really goofy face on it, and he gave it to me for I think our anniversary or my birthday or something, and it made me laugh so hard. And then you said, you said you were in a store and you didn't really see anything, but when you were leaving, they had it on the counter and it made you think of me. And because you're like, it was cute and kind of goofy, basically it was cute and goofy. And it reminded me of you and I thought you'd like it. So I got you that. And it did. It made me laugh like super hard
really
when I opened it. So it's at work now.
It's adorable.
Well, I wondered where it was. I assumed you threw it out.
No.
So, Brian, what was your guess?
I said the greatest present I've ever given Rachel, which is about to take effect, is leaving home for 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's great.
We don't have to be subjected to a barrage of poorly received bits.
No, listen, honey, I love your poorly received bits.
Thank you.
Both on your body and from your body.
It took everything I had, by the way, for me not to put for the greatest gift I've ever given Rachel, quote, really, really good sex.
Yeah, but you're assuming that with him. He could have just given me like a gift certificate or something, you know.
Yeah, that's a power move, is to give your partner like gift certificates that are like for awesome sex, you know,
or like one
blowjob. What?
One of the homemade coupon books or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, why is this all with your best friend?
Did I ever give you the thing, or did I just want to do it where I gave you like a coupon for a quote uncomfortable hot oil massage?
I think you've said that to me. You've done stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like when if you're like giving me a hug or something, you'll start being like,
don't get me canceled.
You'll make it creepier and creepier. Get you canceled.
I'm very good at being creepy.
Yeah, because they'll just hold it like too long and then like whisper in my ear like, you love this, and I'm just like, get off.
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
Oh, that's
all right. Next.
Okay, let's see. This will be you're both answering.
Okay.
I'm so good at this. Who would play you / your spouse in a movie?
Okay. I have my answers. I wrote down a real answer and a joke answer.
Oh, you did?
For myself, yeah.
Okay.
Because I liked my joke answer too much.
Okay.
Well, Rachel, who would play you in a movie?
I put Melissa McCarthy.
All right.
For me.
I almost put Melissa McCarthy, but instead I put Dawn French.
Ooh. I'll take either.
I honestly couldn't decide between the two of them.
Yeah, I love me some Dawn French.
Yeah, but I really almost put Melissa McCarthy.
She's from French and Saunders and The Vicar of Dibley. She's a British.
She's so funny.
She's very funny. She just wrote a book called The Twat Files, where she talks about being a twat. And like, I want to get it. I keep forgetting to get it.
Oh, she's the best.
She's the best. Where she just talks about, she goes, I love that word, twat. And I think a lot of people have twatty moments where they do twatty things. And this is a whole book of me talking about my twatty life.
Brian, who would play you in a movie?
I said my non-joke answer is William H. Macy.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I didn't. I know I was going to write William H. Macy because I know that's the celebrity lookalike you get a lot. Mm-hmm. But I just don't feel the Macy.
Our energy is off, yeah.
Richard Armitage. He was...
I'm not even sure who that is.
He's British, another British actor.
Is he a Transformer?
Yes. No, he's in... Well, he was in The Hobbit. He played, I think, one of the lead dwarfs. And then he's been in a bunch of stuff.
I'm sure I'd recognize him if I saw him.
You have similar coloring and...
My joke answer was Shrek.
Oh.
For who would play me.
No, I put Biscuit from Bluey.
Oh, wait. Which one's Biscuit?
The dad. Because you two are very similar.
Biscuit is his name?
Yeah.
Who's Bingo? I thought he was... he's not Bandit?
Oh, Bandit. Right. Sorry, not Biscuit. Bandit. Sorry. Yes, Bandit from Bluey. The dad is very you. Like, for example, there's a whole episode of Bluey where Bluey...
Is it Unicorse?
It's Unicorse. Watch Unicorse, folks. And it is Brian because the Bluey can't sleep and she comes downstairs and the dad pulls up this puppet called Unicorse.
It's so funny.
And the puppet has a catchphrase and is just generally annoying. And the mom is like,
the mom is done.
Yeah. The mom's like, oh no, Unicorse. And he's just like, like, and it's the, yeah.
Now, what's that you asked me, Layton? What's the catchphrase? Don't mind if I do. The catchphrase is, and why should I care?
Yes. We Audrey and I were watching that episode and we stopped the episode, called Brian into the room and restarted it because we were like, this is you, his own child. Yes, so
and
sorry.
What's the best moment in that episode?
Oh, where Unicorse, they ask Unicorse, like, what does he eat? And the puppet goes right up against his daughter's face and says, children.
children. Yeah,
it's so funny. Anyway, but yes.
Oh, I love it very much.
So sorry, Bandit, not Biscuit.
Bluey is a cultural juggernaut. It's very sweet to witness.
It's worth it. And then apparently it's done in colors that dogs can see, so you can show it to your dog.
Great.
Oh,
right, next.
They're very thorough in Australia.
They are. God bless them.
Let's see. What was your first date?
All right, I got it.
All right. Rachel, what was your first date?
I can't remember the first part of the name, but it's like this, the Something Catch, which was a seafood restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That was our first like official date before we were public, and we ran into somebody.
Most of my relationships start out secret. You have to understand this about me. I say you can't tell anyone we're dating because if my girlfriend finds out, she's going to be furious.
That's right. Oops. That's right. It was a Something Catch. Daily Catch? I think it was the Daily Catch. That would make sense.
I believe it's the Daily Catch. I said the Green Dragon Tavern.
Oh,
but that wasn't our first date.
That was a pre-date.
When you asked me out. That doesn't count because that's not a date. That's when you asked me out. That's when you said...
But if I get to count that, then I've technically been on one more date, which is a point in my favor.
That's where you said,
I'm not working with much in that regard.
The sexiest line to me where you said...
We have to set this up. You really have to set up the story.
Yeah,
well,
please.
We were friends, and then I asked him out, but he was dating somebody, so he said,
yes,
I'm dating someone, so I don't like to date two women at once. Not like it's ever happened. Because look at me. But then he says,
"That's right. I like to date minimum three."
Yeah. So I asked. Yeah, I asked him out. He said no, and I was like, "Cool, cool. That's great. Good feelings." And then, like, months went by, and he asked me for a drink after rehearsal. And which we used to do a lot.
This is a rehearsal at our improv club in Boston.
Yeah. And so we went to this Green Dragon Tavern and we were sitting at the bar. And it was before we were all going to go on break for Christmas and such. And he said, he told me he broke up with his girlfriend. And I was like,
I just want to be clear, I did the dumping.
Yes. Yeah. Respectful dumping. That's anyway, because right. He's always about respecting
that's
women.
That's right. I sure as fuck am.
Yeah. So he said he broke up with his girlfriend. And I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. And then he said,
the most romantic line that's ever been uttered by any human in human history.
Which was, I would like to.
No. Yes? You already. Be interested.
I would be interested in pursuing a relationship with you. To which I was like,
so nervous.
I was like, oh, what?
It's called game. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe get used to it.
And we were sitting at the bar next to each other. So we're like this. We're already kind of sitting like this.
I don't remember. Yeah. I thought we were at a table. We were at the bar?
We were at the bar.
Oh.
We were at the bar because I think they were like getting ready to close. So like all the tables. Like, so we were sitting at the bar.
I like to get them in right before closing so they can't say no.
And yeah. And then I said, okay. And then he's like, cool. And then that was it. Then we were...
Here we are 17 years later.
Dating, yeah. But our first like official date was later.
No, I don't remember. Is that true? What about the time we were walking through Central Square?
Yeah, and Harry saw us.
But that wasn't the Daily Catch because the Daily Catch wasn't in Cambridge. It was in North End. We must have gone somewhere else.
Okay, then it wasn't the Daily. What was that seafood place next to Bukowski's?
Oh, you know, that place. That was
the spice.
No, yes, yeah. That was the East. Like the East Coast Grill.
Grill, that's right, right. East Coast.
The Daily Catch was a place in the North End the squid ink pasta.
Yes, yeah. We did go there too.
East Coast Grill.
East Coast Grill. Yeah, I don't even know if that's
what's,
there anymore.
What's this about you guys dating secretly and somebody seeing you?
This was all on you.
Well, we were keeping it quiet for a little bit. And then...
Again, if my girlfriend found out, she would have been furious.
Yes, and your wife too would have been real
mad. Yeah, and don't even get me started on my husband.
So we... But we were walking through Central Square together, like holding hands, and we saw one of our other cast members who was like, "Hey guys!" And we were like quickly like dropping hands.
Well, yeah, it was not out of a. It was more. I mean, look, I'll be honest. I essentially broke up with this girl and immediately asked Rachel out, and I didn't want to seem disrespectful or that something had been brewing, which it really had not been. Because again, I'm nothing if not ethical. So you had something too where you wanted to go a little slow with the, I think for the same reason.
Yes.
And so I didn't want to seem like I'd been cheating on her, which I hadn't. So no. I was like, you know what? Let's wait a couple of weeks or something before we announce. I had my big announcement, you know, so I contacted my publicist and said, you know, she was like, you really have to, we'll get it in the trades eventually, but we need to.
This was back in the day where you couldn't just tag each other in your Instagrams.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it was a lot more analog. Like, you really had to like.
Yeah, it was close to 20 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
So just to keep up appearances and not be accused of something that was untrue. We decided to not, you know, to wait like 3 weeks or we didn't even put a number on it.
But yeah. Do you feel knew?
No.
To some
no.
degree.
Well, because there was nothing to. Okay. When we were, someone asked something because you had a very distinctive pink coat.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
That's what it was.
That's
someone
what
saw
it was.
Your coat.
It was Harry. Yes. Like, I think it was still Harry. Saw our pink coat and saw me and you together. And they were like, oh, what's that all about?
Yeah, Brian on a date. Something weird is happening.
Something's weird, right?
Yeah,
right.
So
that's beautiful. Looping back around to the topic of pet peeves, we did general. Now, what's your worst habit?
Mm.
So answer for yourself and for your spouse.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Brian, what's your worst habit?
What I said for myself, my worst habit is self-criticism.
Okay. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Oh, my God.
Start. What should I say? Constant bits. What did you say for me?
For you, I wrote, you don't look for things.
That is not
you
true.
You don't look.
That is totally not true.
You don't look. If you open a cupboard and you'll be like, we don't have shampoo. And then I'll say, there is shampoo in there. And you'll be like, no, there isn't. And then I will go into the same cupboard and I will move something
totally
to the side and then shampoo's behind that.
No.
And you don't.
Nope.
Look, your daughter has already also said that to you multiple times.
My daughter, who is the queen of doing that thing.
No, she never does either. But she likes to.
But you must admit that a solid half the time, you go to look for the thing, and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess we're out of that.
No,
right?
No.
Right?
Would
you say 75%?
No.
80?
No.
90?
No.
95?
No.
100? And I'm not guilty of it at all?
No. You don't look for things.
Brian, it sounds like you should be a little bit more self-critical.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah, you don't look for things. And then you say that I move stuff all
being accused of things I don't do. You do move things all the time.
I do not move things.
Yes, you absolutely do.
No, I don't. And if I do move something, I tell you. I tell you right away that I've moved it.
You tell me, but you don't text.
Because I have to show it to you. Because I have to show you what it's
behind. I have a lot going on. I can't remember where the fucking matches are, okay?
Ugh. All right. Has the shampoo situation been resolved?
No.
Is there still a cool yo king of the shampoo?
We're actually out of shampoo. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay,
but we both
Rachel,
know that.
What's
for
your
me,
worst habit?
My yeah. Forgetfulness. I will say, like, because like you'll ask me to do something, or you'll say, "Hey, don't forget to do blah blah blah," and I'll forget.
Yeah,
if I don't write it down,
I think that's actually what I meant. I put procrastination.
That too,
but
yes.
It's kind of the same.
It's
thing,
a combination of the two. Where I, I've gotten better. I have to take better. I'm like taking better notes and that sort of stuff. It's just more like. I think it's a good combination of procrastination.
It's kind
too.
Of the same thing.
Yep.
I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah, you can call that. I'll allow it. The other thing I was going to put for you is that you poke the bear. You just
me?
Can't. Yes, you can't.
Name one bear.
Our tiny bear in the house who she will be on the verge and I will have to give him the stop it face. Because she's like on the edge of losing her mind. And to him, that's just, sweet nectar. And then he just has to go.
In my defense, you have to admit.
And then she loses her shit. And then you're like,
if I may defend myself. When people say don't poke the bear, they underestimate how fucking funny it is to poke the bear.
For you.
It's really funny. Well, look.
Yeah, for the bear or the bear's mom that has to sit there and then deal with the bear after the fact. As you
have to admit that she is often I don't want to say too sensitive. I will say that a lot of time I don't realize that I'm poking the bear as hard as I'm poking it because she goes ballistic for.
Well, yes,
no
I also
reason.
Understand she is.
And
a
I don't
child.
Do it about serious things.
No.
Because
anyway.
I'm an amazing father.
Another question. What was the first movie that you saw together in theaters?
Oh, I know.
All right, got it.
Is this one, do you want to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Sure. We both got this.
All right. Three, two, one, go.
Batman Begins.
Wow.
Yay.
When you were three, like, approximately.
Yeah, probably.
Five. No, you were. That would have been like 2004, what year was that? Actually. So you'd have been seven.
Oh, I was older than that.
Yeah. That was a movie we went to, and I really wanted popcorn because I like popcorn, but I eat popcorn like a maniac, and I didn't...
I don't think that's true,
well,
actually.
Well, I, like, take big handfuls, and I'm like... like whole handful, and yeah. I thought,
and the butter just runs down your face. You're like, popcorn.
I don't pay attention to the movie anymore. No, and so I didn't want to order popcorn because I didn't want to sit there shoving popcorn in my face and you being like, what is she doing?
Dear diary, I had a great time at the movie tonight, except for the way my date ate popcorn. Grody to the max.
Yeah, Batman Begins.
How far was that movie date into your relationship at that point?
We weren't dating.
No, we weren't dating.
Oh.
That's when I was super crushing on you.
Crushing.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, so what was the first one that you saw as a couple?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
That's a good question. Nothing jumps out, actually.
Well, let's see. I mean, we could, like...
It would have been, like, 2005, I guess, is when we started dating.
It was around Christmas is when we started, so it'd have to be the next year, because we...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know.
A Serbian film.
Nice, a classic. I have another one.
All right.
What's your go-to karaoke song? And this will be answer
for both of us?
For yourself and the other.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to put me on. And you.
Okay. Wait. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Layton.
Go for it.
Well, who?
Let's go for Rachel. What's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is Alone by Heart.
Brian?
You have to ask me if you want me to do it. Alone by Heart.
Yay.
Nice.
Yep.
Very good. Brian, what is your
now,
go-to karaoke song?
There's a correct answer here. It's Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Convoy.
Nice.
He only says Convoy.
I only sing Convoy at karaoke. Pigpen, this here is the rubber duck, and I'm about to throw the hammer down.
Yep. He does.
Because there's no singing. Yep. Well, the singing,
it's
we
just
got
convoy,
ourselves a
convoy
going through the night. But you don't have to sing it, because that's on the backing track, always.
Yep.
Right.
Yes, Convoy.
That's
with 11 long-haired friends of Jesus and a chartreuse microbus.
Because I've seen Rachel do karaoke, Brian, but I've never seen you do karaoke.
In my wheelhouse, I crush.
He does sell it. I will say that. It's a long song, and he sells it. He's up there singing it.
I would also consider doing the sequel, Return of the Duck, but they never have it.
I wonder why.
Karaoke lists, because it's widely regarded to be terrible, which is accurate.
That's never stopped you before.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I like to
see.
I have some standards when it comes to the entertainment I provide.
Yep.
People. Despite what you're hearing right now.
So, presuming that either of you is going to the chair for your crimes of straight up murder or vehicular manslaughter, what would your last meal be?
I knew both answers immediately. Because I'm
happy for you.
A good husband. No. A great husband.
Okay.
All right. Last meal. Yeah. Brian, what would your last meal be?
Mine? I should go last. Let's do Rachel first.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Rachel,
for me,
what would your last meal be?
I put steak, basically steak frites, in a martini.
Oh.
What? Did you put Thanksgiving dinner?
I put Thanksgiving dinner.
I go back and forth.
Because you always say that's your favorite dinner.
It is my favorite dinner, but I feel like if you're going out, like in big sparky, like I want like good old steak.
That's, okay, sure.
Yeah, steak au poivre.
Yeah.
With fries and a martini. Okay. Heck yeah.
And what'd you say for me?
For you?
Yeah.
Dick.
I said ass.
Can you guys hold the dick and ass together up? It'll be a good...
Wait. Yeah.
Wait.
Amazing.
I knew that. I knew you were going to say something
like
that.
Of course.
It's the only way. Brian, if you had to answer an edible food item, what would you say? This is just pure curiosity
I'd
bonus.
I'd probably say ass.
No. what would your...
Oh, my... let's see. Hmm. What would I say?
I don't know what your favorite...
We have a lot of favorite foods. Is ass. And let's assume that this is going to be the best version of that thing, right?
Yes,
sure.
Yeah, it's hard for me. Actually, I don't have a super go-to. I would honestly, what I would say is Chicken Savoy from the Belmont Tavern.
Oh yeah,
in New Jersey.
I was thinking something like you'd go like a veal parmesan or something like that. Like you'd go for like
I do. I do the cruelest meal I can have: veal parmesan, ortolan,
foie gras,
you know, whatever foie gras. That's right. Yeah. So you'd orange be... juice squeezed by underpaid children. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Nestle chocolate, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be nice. I do love their...
Yeah, blood diamonds. I'd eat blood diamond for sure. Yeah.
They'll get them back.
I'm trying to remember. I think this is in Texas. There was one guy who, you know, they were fulfilling the last meal request, and he put in this like super elaborate, it was like 12 different things, and they got all of them for him and gave it to him, and he refused to eat any of it, and then he went straight to the chair, and that made it so they stopped fulfilling like last meal requests.
That rules.
So you just ruined it for everyone. That's a dick move. That's something you would do.
You know what I would say? My last meal, I'd be like, 1,000-year eggs, please. And they need to be aged for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Brian solved capital punishment.
Yeah, I did. People neglect the annoying logical loopholes in it, but not me, baby.
All right.
I
can still see it says ass.
Do you need a spray?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I'm listening.
Who is your celebrity crush?
While we're talking, who's your celebrity crush, Layden? Matthew Lillard?
Half of the show is just me talking about.
Well, I know, but that. Right now, who would you say?
Right now, at this exact moment? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a hard question, right?
I'm not off the Matt Lillard train. I've switched to fictional characters again. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm. It's like Fallout.
Yeah, like Fallout.
Who's the guy with the nose thing? Like the corpse guy in the trailer?
For the Fallout show?
Yeah.
Walton Goggins?
What's that character?
I don't know. It's all, like, new characters. He seems like an amalgam of a bunch of the different ghoul characters in the series. It feels like there's, like, some shades of Dean Domino, some shades of Hancock, some Raoul, like, you know.
And that's Walton Goggins?
It is.
That's great. I'm so glad he, like, works all the time. Because he's awesome.
Good for him. Yeah.
He's so good in The Righteous Gemstones. Is it incredible?
I believe it.
He's a good actor. All right, I got something. I don't know how to spell it, but whatever.
That's fine.
Okay, great. Right.
Rachel.
Brian.
Yeah.
You were so hot to trot on it. You go ahead.
Rachel, who's your celebrity crush?
I put Pedro Pascal.
Oh. I put Alexander Sarsgaard.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he's cute.
Wow. You used to be super into him, weren't you?
Yeah, that was like, but that was years ago. Like, I don't have like a new one. Like,
okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
But yes,
nice.
He's very handsome.
Okay.
Very Nordic.
Yep. Yeah. And then.
For you?
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name, I went serious, but I can't remember what her name is, but Dario, the girl with the eyes, the beautiful.
Oh, black. Alexandra Daddario?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, because you know her name so well and yeah.
I said myself.
I was going to put Ninja Brian.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
I can't. How could I not put that? It's the obvious correct answer.
I almost put a caveat at the top of that you couldn't say yourself, but I expected better of you, and you really proved me wrong.
No, never do that.
Why?
Bar should be low. I can understand why, because you can't see most of you in that costume, and that helps.
Yeah. I would say my current celebrity crush is Gina Carano.
Oh, brother.
It's great that you're doing that as you're wiping your board clean, because that really looks
like a
neutral.
Yeah, the gesture is like...
I transitioned into something else at the moment.
All right, next.
Let's see.
Jeez.
What? You got me thinking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Okay.
All right, Rachel, what animal would you be?
I gotta cover this up. A wolf.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I love wolves.
I put gorilla, because you also like gorillas.
Oh, I do like gorillas.
Oh. Why wolves? Are you an alpha, a beta, a sigma?
I don't know. I mean, they're
You like the grind set?
Yes. They're family-oriented. They take care of their young. They can totally change the ecosystem that they're in.
Yeah, check. Are we talking about me?
They're warm and fuzzy.
Yep, check.
I like wolves. I've always liked wolves. But yeah, a gorilla. Yeah. I can see myself as a gorilla. Mm-hmm.
You would be a great gorilla.
I'd be an amazing gorilla.
I know you would.
Oh my gosh.
She also likes wolves. She thinks she is one.
Aw.
Based on the fact that she's always nuzzling. Look at her. She's so upset.
Cultural memory.
All right. Yeah, this is what you've done to my people. Brian, what animal would you be?
Octopus.
Oh, yeah. You are handsy. And a loner.
Technically,
and you
I
do
haven't
suck.
Been charged. Yeah.
You suck. And you do die immediately after sex.
Well, and I'm constantly secreting this foul-smelling black fluid from my butt when I get scared.
I put a starling because you're an invasive species that can learn how to talk and is super annoying.
That's not true.
Yeah,
and
mimic other people.
They mimic
other people?
Yeah. Honey, you know your talent is
widely
borrowed from other people.
Mm-hmm. It's called homage.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Octopus, you are. Yeah.
All right.
And also, I have to feed him by putting all of his food in puzzle boxes. Otherwise, he gets bored.
That's right.
He gets bored.
So he can have enrichment in his tank.
That's right. And boy, you should see him in a maze. He can get through.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak out of my tank at night and eat some motherfuckers just because I can.
Excellent. Who's your favorite comedian?
Okay, there's a good
You're not allowed to say yourself.
Well, he'd have to be funny. So. I know you know this.
Yeah, I definitely know this. I know there's a good answer for this for me. That's not myself. I'm so tempted to, after you said I couldn't say myself, I was tempted to say myself. But.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Brian, what's your favorite comedian? Who, rather?
Well, originally when we were, neither answer is a stand-up. Originally I put Weird Al, but then I put Tom Sharpling.
Oh.
Wow.
Tom Sharpling.
Nice. All right. Who's yours?
It's an obvious one, I think.
Okay.
I put Steve Martin.
No.
No? Who'd you put? Maria Bamford?
Maria Bamford.
Wow. See,
I could have seen either. Oh.
But I like Steve Martin.
I thought you loved Steve Martin.
I do love Steve Martin, but I love Maria Bamford.
Okay.
She is pretty great. Did you read her book? Did we talk about her book?
Yes, we did talk about her book. I love her book. I got the audio version of it because I'm just hearing her do it, and she does all the voices and everything. It's so good.
You told me women weren't funny.
Well, she is very funny.
She is great.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know, that her like radical honesty that she is living by right now. But in a kind way, mostly about herself. Like she's got radical honesty about herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did you read her book or listen to it later?
I did. I read it. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, she's.
She's incredible.
She's incredible. God, I can't imagine. She's so talented and so funny and stuff. But like, wow. Living in her brain. Doesn't seem easy at all.
Let's do one more and then move on to segments.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, what's the best one that I have out of...
Or if they're short, we can do a couple more. Yeah.
We got time.
I didn't know how to phrase this one so that it would work for this format, but I just wrote proposal story ? Because I realized that I don't know that.
I don't think it's a question, but we can tell it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll have like the same answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you want to tell it?
Well, is this an interesting story? I guess it's an interesting story. So we've been dating for almost 2 years-ish. Is that right?
Kind of like that, yeah.
We had talked about, like, this was not like a total surprise. We talked about, like, you know, I asked Rachel, I said, I am interested in proposing marriage.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But we had talked about it, so we kind of knew we were on the same page. Or we knew we were on the same page.
You what? Did say when you were home, I brought you home for Christmas. And we were sitting in the living room talking to my parents. Here's another classy line. We were just chatting with my parents about various things.
So embarrassing.
And then we're sitting on the couch together. We were talking about, I can't remember who we were talking about. Some woman we were talking about. And you said, well, speaking of great ladies, this one. And he points to me. And then he's like, and then he basically kind of like asked my parents for permission to marry me. But I was like, what? Like, it was very like, speaking of gals, worth something, this gem here.
This broad. Basically.
We all know where I shine the most is in my segues. And so I needed to set it up.
It was such a hard right turn.
Because look, I needed to, as I recall,
left turn or whatever.
It's a long time ago, so I don't quite remember. But I knew I wanted to talk about it with your parents.
Yep.
And so I did. I was nervous about it. I didn't know what to do.
No, clear. Yeah, clear.
And I didn't want to. I knew I didn't want to spend any money asking them, so I was gonna like take them out to dinner or something.
Right,
that's
right.
Sucker's game.
No, that's true.
So we were hanging out at your parents' house, and it just seemed like I wanted to get it over with.
No.
Man, so I'm sure in my mind I was like figuring out if it shoehorned it in, you know. So the actual proposal was I wanted it to be something fun, right? So I arranged with a good friend of mine, Evan, who also worked, you know, in Boston, was a comedy friend of ours. I said, I want to propose to Rachel. Let's fake her out. Like, can you ask her to go out to lunch with you one day? And everyone's like, great. So he set up a lunch date with Rachel. And the idea was they would meet. Rachel worked on one side of Boston Common and he worked on the other. And in this case, it was actually the Public Garden, which is next to Boston Common, but whatever. And Rachel would have to like walk across from one side and he would have to walk across the other and they would meet in the middle. And so what...
No, he came to my work and got me. And then he said that.
So
he came to my work and got me. He said the restaurant he was thinking of was across
the
Public Garden. So can we head across the garden? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So we were just talking and chatting and walking across the garden about this and that. And he's a entrepreneur. So he's always been an entrepreneur. So he was always on his phone and he's like sitting there like texting. And which is normal for him. So I didn't suspect anything.
By the way, this is the guy. He's in the Dance Till You Stop video from NSP. Yep. He's the guy who's talking to Dan at the party when Dan gets replaced by the Danikin. That's the guy
we're
talking about. That's Evan.
Yeah. So he goes, hey, can we stop here for a second? I just have to send this, message. And I was like, oh, okay. And we were stopped by a bench in the park. And I'm like kind of sitting there waiting for him to finish. And then I turn and Brian is walking towards me and I was like, oh, it's Brian. And then I turn to talk to Evan and Evan is gone.
He fucking bolted. As we discussed, I was like, the moment Rachel sees me, get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Leave.
And I was like, where's Evan going? And then I turn and I was like, what are you doing here? And then
I had a brown paper.
He had a brown paper bag.
With, I think some, it was flowers and maybe something else in it.
Champagne.
And champagne, that's what it was. Yep. And I had a ring in my pocket, which was my mother's ring.
Yep.
And my mother died a couple of years before, so I had her ring, which she gave to me.
Yep.
Well, she didn't know she gave it to me, but I...
Ha 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 ha. She gave it to you. To give to me. Yes.
And so I got down on one knee.
Yep.
Got out the ring. There was, you don't remember this because I think your brain was exploding at the time.
Yes.
But there was a trio of like some kind of shabby looking dudes in the background. I don't know what their deal was. Like, we're like, oh yeah, what?
Yeah.
You know, kind
very
of
very
like,
Boston. Like, yeah. Yeah. I don't remember that at all. Cause yeah. All I remember is cause I remember you going and I was like, what?
So I got down on one knee
and it just was like,
yeah.
That's all I was hearing. Like, I have no idea what he said.
Got the ring out.
Yep.
Proposed. You said, I need a couple weeks.
No, I said yes.
And then I uncorked the champagne and gave her the roses. And that was that. And then I had made a lunch reservation for us.
In a very fancy restaurant. And then
we went out to, went out to a nice lunch. And you called your work to be like, I need some time.
The first people I called, I couldn't call my parents. I had to call my work because I was on my lunch break.
Because I said
break.
Your parents can't know about this.
Yeah, they still don't.
Right, of course.
And so I had to call my work. So my boss was the first one to find out. And she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Go. So, and then she was really cute because she said that when I went back to work after lunch, she let me go home for the day. But she goes, I was going to tell you just to go home, but I wanted to see the ring. So she made me go back to work.
Yeah.
But then I got the day off, which was also a bonus, an engagement and a day off.
And we had a lovely, I believe we had a lobster roll. Or
yes.
At that,
we
lunch,
had a lovely little, it was very
love
nice.
Love a lobster roll.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yep. And that was it.
That's the proposal story.
Yep.
I was going to say that feels like a good one to end on, even though it's not a question.
Yeah.
It just feels like a nice note.
I think so, too. And we got married. It was like a little over a year later because that was,
yes.
I think it was like late spring, early summer, right?
Does I thought we right? got engaged in January. No? No.
No, we didn't.
No,
because
right.
I left.
You
I was
were
going on a trip and I didn't
want
to do it
yes.
Right before the trip.
Right. So we waited till you got back.
I thought it was like March-ish, maybe.
Yeah, it was greener. Yeah, there was no snow on the ground. You're right.
And then we got married the following October.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What year was that?
We got married 2007.
Seven. Yeah. But.
Wow.
When you were 10.
Oh, so.
Crazy.
We took Audrey to the Natural History Museum and we went into the minerals room, which was really cool. If you haven't been to the Natural History Museum minerals room.
In LA.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. So anyway, they have a vault with like big gems. And outside the vault, they have an example of different carat gems. So like a 1 carat, a 10 carat, a 20 carat. Like they have all the different gems. And Audrey brings me over to that. And she goes, Mommy, look at this. I don't think I want a 1 carat. I think I'd want like a 20 carat ring. I was like, good luck. And then she's like, how big is your ring? And I was like, big enough. Like, I love how she's just with all the confidence of a 9-year-old going, I don't know. I think a 1 carat's like too small. I should get a 20 carat.
I'm ring shopping at the History Museum.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want the Hope diamond, damn it.
The
nothing
junker?
Less.
Wasn't that the junker diamond?
But it's because it's named after the family. Yeah. It's not because it is quite large.
Definitely.
So somebody didn't say like, ooh, yeah, what the junker?
It's a big junkin' diamond.
Yep.
A big junkin' diamond.
A big junkin' diamond.
Let's do some segments.
Yeah, let's do
here.
Some
this
segments.
This was fun.
Yeah.
I feel like I learned something about you.
Yeah.
I hate you a little less. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't touch me.
No, touching. I didn't hear that. No, this was fun.
I knew it would be fun.
Really, I was so pleased every time we got something right. Like, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
But then it also kind of gives you that feeling where you're like, oh, there's no mystery.
Oh, I have plenty of secrets I haven't told you. I guarantee you. And some of them you would not be okay with.
You know what? Good. I like that about you.
Yeah. My go-to line.
Wow.
I'll use my go-to line. I have to make a quick phone call. I like that one. Our first segment this week, which we've had a few segmentless shows recently.
Oh. Well, you've had some very interesting shows.
We have. We've had some atypical shows for us and some really great guests. We have a great guest this week, of course. And I feel like, you know, we're seeing it on... on the comment threads, in the Discord, on Reddit, you know, all over social media. Where are segments? Why aren't you doing segments? Where's my favorite segment? Please, Brian, introduce the segments. I'm begging you. It's the only reason I listen to the podcast. I skip past the guests. I was going to the half an hour before the end, just hoping there'll be a segment. And I've been so disappointed over the last few weeks.
He's typing this while he's saying that, by the way.
So I wanted to make sure we didn't go too much longer without another segment, because I don't want to risk our fan base. I don't want to risk angering them more than we already have just by existing.
Yeah.
So this first segment is our pop culture recommendation segment. Mm. It's where you get to talk about something you've been enjoying recently, a book, a movie, a video game, culture both high and low. The segment's called What's Poppin', and the theme song goes here.
What's Poppin'?
What's popping? So, we should have done a thing where we wrote down what's your favorite segment on the show and then held it up. That's a missed opportunity. Here, let's do it right now.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Layton, what's popping?
Now I'm super on the spot because I wasn't prepared to do segments, so I'm scrambling.
Well, I can go first if you don't have anything.
No, fuck you. I've found one. What's popping for me is the musical stylings of one Brenda Lee, who I guess people most commonly would know Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, but like as a Christmas music hater, you know, did not know much about her beyond that. And she's just like so heavy in my rotation, like everything she's ever recorded. She's awesome. So that's what's popping for me. Once again, I'm just pulling from my Fallout playlist.
That's great.
So.
Rachel.
Oh, what's popping for me?
What's poppin'?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, Oh, okay. So I finished a podcast called Murder in Boston, and it's like a limited series podcasting.
It's a little redundant.
It's
that
in
title.
It's in partnership with like an HBO documentary, I guess, but the podcast goes a little
Lula Rich.
No, it goes a little different than that. But it's about there was a very famous case in Boston where a white couple were attacked.
Engaged in the public garden.
No. A white couple were attacked, and basically the cops like tore apart a whole black neighborhood trying to find the perpetrator. And it's not a spoiler because it's a very old case. It was the husband. The husband did it, like shot his wife and then shot himself. So the podcast is less about the case, but more about basically the racism that's in Boston. And it was just really, really good. And it just talked about Boston at that time. And I strongly
recommend
it.
You're making our story less romantic in retrospect.
Well, do you want me to do a different one then?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's just really good. It's good. It's a very well done podcast. So Murder in Boston, wherever podcasts are sold.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome.
Cool.
Brian.
What's popping for me this
week? What is
popping? I think they just have new episodes out, but it's a show that's been out for a while. It's the Invincible show on Amazon. I read a lot of the graphic novels, although it's been a long time, so I don't know what the latest is. Robert Kirkman book. Fun book. And the show is just great. I really, really like it. It is like definitely adult animation.
Yeah.
Great voice cast. Sandra Oh, J.K. Simmons, Steven Yeun, Jason Mantzoukas, Gillian Jacobs, Paul F. Tompkins was just on a thing. Like their comedy bench goes pretty deep, actually. Ben Schwartz was just on for a thing. And it is definitely anybody can die at any time, and usually pretty graphically.
Yes.
So it's fun. It does rapid tonal shifts, and I think it's awesome. It's very fun. There's a lot of unexpected, like genuinely unexpected stuff, and at times it's very emotionally resonant, and other times it's very funny. I think it's a great show. I'm about mostly done with the second season. I think the third maybe just came out, but it's a great show and I highly recommend it. And you don't need to know anything about the books.
No.
Because I don't remember jack shit about the books, except very broad brush strokes, and it's working for me great. Mm-hmm. So I love it. I highly recommend it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is what was popping. Now it's time for our final segment, which is three parts gratitude exercise, one part petty grousing. Mm-hmm. The name of the segment is Peaches and Lemons, and the theme song goes right here.
Peaches and Lemons. Peaches and Lemons.
Great.
That was a real fucker of a theme song, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, let's each start with a lemon, which is a minor bummer or annoyance or what have you. Normally, I go first, but I have to think about it. So somebody else, please go.
My lemon is simple. I'm leaving for tour soon, and there is so much shit to do before I go. It's like, we're actually, with this podcast, pretty much done with most of the stuff we need to do. We have a few other things. Now that I'm editing the show, there's not only recording, but that part. So there's a lot to do, but I'm making good progress with it. But still, that like endless checklist of fuck, I got to do this before I go is, it's brutal.
Makes sense.
That's my lemon. Rachel.
My lemon is just like, I guess, thinking about my schedule for when you're gone and like drop off and pick up and that kind of.
Of our child.
Just the kind of I'm going to have to like reorganize my work schedule. My work is great about it, but it's just more like the mental load that I'm taking on where I'm like, oh God, like.
I thought you loved taking on loads.
Almost as much as you do. So, yeah. That's my lemon.
A+.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anytime anyone says the word load, it's just there is just a bright, shiny light that goes off in front of me that I need to move towards.
It's like anytime I hear or see the word duty, D-U-T-Y, I'm like, duty.
Yeah.
I just do that to myself all the time. Duty.
Anyway, speaking of loads.
And you know what? I still had not thought of one. My lemon is that I need to do laundry. And the last time it was the Sisyphean nature of household chores. Laundry, which I coming into this record, which is our like what fourth in a week, where I've been wearing the same sweatshirt for all of them.
Oh, I didn't even know. Yes, you're laundry. Yes. Oh. You look great though.
Great. Yeah. So I didn't. I'm glad that I called attention to it. Thanks. I tried to compensate by doing a full, like I'm wearing false eyelashes.
You look fantastic. I curled my
hair. Your hair looks wavy, right? Yeah, your hair looks great.
You look very beachy.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Oh,
very like 70s.
It's the heatless curler thing where you put like the pool noodle in your hair and you wrap it.
Yes.
You like don't have to do anything.
It's working.
It really.
It's working.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's nice. But yeah, my lemon is I need to do laundry badly and I hate going up multiple flights of stairs to use our single machine that is usually in use by somebody else every time I do laundry.
Yeah.
All right, great. Let's do peaches. I will go first.
Wow. Okay,
oh, wow.
Great.
All right.
I know. My first peach is the latest super mega video, which is the YouTuber who slaughtered his family. A, incredible that Matt and Ryan are back. B, that video is the most perfect parody of everything that I watch on YouTube. Like every punchline hit me like a truck. God bless him. It's a great video. Number two is that Ali has been commissioning mods for Cyberpunk 2077, and she commissioned this mod from somebody that's called Here's Johnny, and you can get it on Nexus Mods, but with the 2. Whatever update that made it where like your love interest can just show up in your apartment, this mod makes it so Johnny will show up and play guitar and talk to you at all of the apartments and not just your main apartment. Mm-hmm. So I think that's incredibly iconic and amazing. So if you play Cyberpunk and are also a freak, please download the Here's Johnny mod as commissioned by the true patron of the arts, Allie. And finally, speaking of arts, last night got on our little gamer Discord and Aaron and I did some like collaborative drawing stuff.
Great.
Like we were drawing next to each other and then
about wanting to do that.
He posted like the final result in the chat, but I was drawing some ladies and then he would like draw fan art of the thing that I just drew. It was really fun.
That's great.
So those are my peaches.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What about you?
What are my peaches? Oh, well, the new Peaches game, Princess Peach game.
Yeah. And the reaction
nice.
To it yes. in our household.
Yes, the very excited child. But also, I'm enjoying it. I like a game like that. Like, I like that game. It's a good game. Mm-hmm. So super cute. So there's that game. That's Peach. My other Peaches are... we're going to do a little mommy-daughter vacay. We're going on a little vacation next week.
Oh, where are you going?
We're going to Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a little...
Nice.
By the time this episode comes out, you guys will be back. So anyone thinking about breaking into our home, don't.
Yes, that's why I asked.
Right. Yeah, we're doing a little vacay. And then I'll just leave it with two.
No.
No?
Sorry, I don't make the rules.
Well, I will say I'm gonna say this is a little Peach because I like doing these kinds of fun things.
Great.
And I always like seeing Leighton.
Awesome.
I love Leighton. So yeah, this was fun.
That's me.
Great.
Brian.
Let's see. My Peaches. Peach number one. We got together with about to see these people as a previous Peach. We got together with some nice friends yesterday and their kids at the farmer's market here in LA, the original farmer's market. And I thought it was going to be an hour, and we were there for 3 hours mm-hmm. just hanging out with families and enjoying watching the kids play. They were playing some kind of dice game. The fourth grader, I was like, so yeah, I haven't seen this kid since he was an actual baby, so he has no idea who I am. Their fourth grader is awesome. And we were talking about spring break. They're out here on spring break. And I was like, so spring break, blah, blah, blah. And this kid pauses and he goes, not to change the subject, but World War II. And I thought it was fantastic. So seeing those friends and having a precocious, awesome fourth grader, give it to me. this is the kid who said, I look good.
Yeah.
So he negged me a few times, which was very funny. So that's Peach one.
I forgot to tell you, you got negged after you left.
I did?
Yeah. So we were all, taking turns getting food, and Brian was hanging with the kids while they ate. And then
I was the only adult.
He was the only adult at the table there. And so I came back with my food, and then he stood up and he was like, okay, everybody, I'm just wanting you to know I'm going to leave. I'm going to get food, but don't worry because I'm leaving you here with Rachel and she'll take good care of you. And
I think I said, I know she's no me.
Yeah.
And I know it's kind of a step down in many respects, but you're going to be okay. I just got to go get food for myself. But I get it.
And they're just
a little disappointed. I get it.
And they're just sitting there staring at him. And then he walks away. And your daughter goes, well, now that he's gone. And they went back to playing their game.
That's fantastic.
And she's just
yeah.
Amazing.
Peach 2 is that for the first week of spring break this coming week, I'm taking Audrey to a rock climbing camp, which she's very excited about. So I'm excited to see that. Did I do that one already? I don't think so. But I think rock climbing camp is going to be fun for her. Mm-hmm. So she'll enjoy that. My third Peach, what should I say about my third Peach? I've said this one before, but it is true. I leave for tour in a week, and I am so excited to hang out with Twerp for 6 weeks. They're just, they are close friends. I'm not in the same place as them anymore. And it's just nice. It's going to be, touring is not easy. Mm. It is a difficult, uncomfortable environment, generally speaking. But it will be so worth it because the shows are going to be fun. By the time this episode comes out, we'll be a few weeks in, I think. But I'm just excited to spend time with my friends. And because they're genuinely wonderful people, except for Lord Phobos. And I love those guys. And I'm excited to spend time with them. So that's my other Peach.
I think you're going to have a great time. I'm very excited for you.
I'm going to have a great time.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. And we do. What's nice is about 2.5 weeks-ish in, we're back here for a couple days. Audrey is going to come with Rachel to the show in LA. This will be the first show of mine she's ever seen live.
No.
So that's a big deal.
She's been to sound checks.
Where is this show? This means I also get to see the boys.
Yeah, we're at the Terragram on the 18th of April, I think.
Yes.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. So you get to see the boys then too. And we're all hanging out in LA
Yay.
For an extra day. I assume we'll probably do something that night. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do want to spend family time. So.
Awesome.
Nah. But yeah, maybe we should invite people
take
over
the
here.
19th off of work.
Yeah. Take the 19th off.
Man, everybody take the 19th off.
Yeah.
Everybody listening, take the 19th off of any month. Pick a month and take the 19th.
The Ides.
Isn't that the 15th?
Yes. Don't correct me publicly. You know the rules.
I'm not correcting you publicly.
I mean, it's right before 420 too. Like if you have it, maybe spend it on your 420.
And right before my 49th birthday. What?
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah, no. That's right.
You just.
I totally remember what day it is.
There, when is my birthday, Layton? Wait, hold on. August 4th? Is that right? For you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when's mine? I did say it was right before my 49th birthday, and we're talking about April 19th. So what's my birthday?
April 22nd.
That's correct. Did you just Google it?
No.
You got it.
I did.
It's Earth Day. Earth Day is my birthday.
That's right.
That's how to remember it.
Thank God.
Yeah. Earth Day.
Wow. So
since
I'm going to be 49, which is exciting because I haven't been a perfect square in quite a while. Except every day,
really?
Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, you
better. And then the next one is 64, which is that's a while away. So yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we'll still be doing this podcast by then? You at the ripe old age of 64?
Yeah. Will we? Yeah. I don't know. It's a good call. A lot will change.
You'll be doing a virtual reality one where you don't know how to aim the camera. So the camera is just aimed like at your eyes. So we can't see what you're seeing. We just see your face as you're like, this is great.
I think when I'm 64, we'll be doing our holocast from the moon. Right? So we'll fly up there.
I'll already be a brain in a jar by then.
Yeah, we'll fly up there on the space elevator and do our holocast on
the
moon.
What movie did we just watch where it was a sci-fi movie, but it took place in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And it takes place in 2020.
Yeah.
When they're fighting the monsters that come from the sea.
They're like 7 years into the war against the monsters, and it's 2020.
And it's 2020. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, when did the first Pacific Rim come
2013.
Out?
2013.
Yeah. We showed it to Audrey because we thought she'd like it.
And she did. Really,
because it's, you know, giant robots fighting giant monsters.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking cool.
She liked it very much.
I've never seen it.
It's fun. Is it great? No.
Right.
Is it like a fun, distracting movie that has Charlie Day in it? Yes, it is. And Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it's a Guillermo del Toro.
Yes.
It was a good, she liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every time I think about Guillermo del Toro, I think about, as I like to talk about on the show, an NSP tweet where I tweeted some of my, it was like the best porn directors. And one of them was Guillermo del Porno, which I've always... Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think about that a lot. There were other ones too. Steven Spielberg.
Oh God.
one of the Newlywed questions should have been, what's your favorite NSP tweet?
I don't know if you could name any, right?
No, because I...
Exactly.
I mean, I do... Well, I don't... I'm not on Twitter.
X.
Anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Like, wasn't there like a whole stretch of tweets where you were just tweeting like, butts or something?
I mean, that's the entire history.
No.
I did find one from about 5 years ago, which was just, these dried apricots are decidedly subpar.
Your favorite tweets were always the ones that like nobody liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? To the degree that I was like logged into Twitter briefly because I was looking at a homebody thing, and for some reason I was like, wait, why is this account muted for me? And apparently I long since muted the NSV account.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
There was a moment when I was running the Game Grumps social media that I know I've talked about this on the show. I don't know if I've told you about this, where I would go to Aaron. I'd be like, Aaron, we lost more followers. And he's like, you have to stop regarding that as an accomplishment.
The like grid.
That's
the
one.
The photo grid. Yeah,
I would. Do you remember on Instagram, you could post like 9 pictures and they would form a little like kind of mosaic?
Oh, yeah.
I would post 9 pictures out of order, or with the two of them out of order, so it wouldn't work. And that Instagram took a hit around then. And Susie was like, please stop doing that. Well, she's the one who told me about the grid post, actually. She's like, you got to do grid posts. So I did some grid posts. and then repaid the price. Look, if they hand me the keys to the car and I crash it, it's not my fault.
See, vehicular manslaughter. That's right. And we all circle back to vehicular manslaughter.
Yep. Very nice.
Thanks for tuning in on this episode of Late Night with Brian Wecht, everybody. Give a big thank you to Rachel.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, where can
for
people
being
find
here
you online,
and tolerating
Rachel?
This.
I'm on Instagram. I don't post much. I have to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do
I don't
like your recipes.
Nobody needs it.
So post your recipes.
Yeah.
Everybody post your recipes.
Yay. Right.
See you next
time. Bye.
Bye.
Late Night is produced by Brian Wecht and Leighton Gray. Sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/LeightonNight. Follow us on Twitter at LeightonNight, on Instagram at @Leighton_night, or email us at LeightonNight@gmail.com.